Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex Autry, let's say hello to Tracy.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, y'all. How are you?
This is really heartbreaking because not only did Tracy have a really good date, but she felt strongly that this was going to work out, right?
So strongly. And I want to say I kind of feel like this person could have been my future husband, which I know is like an exaggeration, but there's some truth to it.
I was about to say that, like, always every girl we talk to, they're like, oh, this could be my future husband, but there's been a couple guys that said, I think this could be a wife. Yeah. I was going to kind of just pawn it, this is a girl thing, but no.
Well, you know how it is. Remember when you used to date back in the day, like, you would get a woman that would just be so amazing?
I never thought this is my future wife.
No.
What about your wife now?
I didn't.
Even at the beginning?
No.
Alex, lie.
I've said it before.
I said it felt good.
It always feels good at the beginning.
Maybe that's what that means, like, good enough for forever.
Okay. Oh. All right, well, anyway. It's a bit of an exaggeration, yes, but you liked him.
Yes, and I really did feel like everything kind of aligned with us, like, same goals, like, compatible in every level, and, like, I don't know, we just hit it off instantly, so I felt really strongly about him.
All right, how about the first date?
It was incredible. It was so good. Like, I can't even believe that we haven't really seen each other talk since, because, like, he was all in on that date, and we ended up getting dinner, but we ended up closing down the place.
Oh.
We just talked the entire night, and he ended up driving me home, kissed me goodnight, saying he would talk to me later. Like, all of that was a perfect positive ending, and I was super excited and, like, looking forward to telling people about it because I just was so hopeful.
Did you talk after that?
Yes. So everything still did seem great for a little bit the following week. We had a few conversations, but then I hadn't heard from him in, like, at this point, over a week. And I'm just so confused and quite honestly shocked about what it could be. Like, why would he randomly stop talking to me?
Well, let us figure this out. Tracy has given us Grant's number, so we'll call him and ask ourselves, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hey, Grant, good morning. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. You're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7. Now, before you say anything else, this is a lot of information, but I don't want you to feel like you're blindsided here. We've got Tracy on the phone, and she called us because we do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and she said that you were amazing, really positive things, but she's very surprised that she's not heard from you, and she kind of feels like she's getting ghosted. So we're here to be the middle person.
See what's up.
Yeah, see what's up. She do something wrong, or are you just busy, or let's help settle some miscommunication.
Oh, okay. This was the last thing I wanted to happen. I really was fully invested in her, and I thought we could potentially become something at first.
Yeah.
The day, it was really good, and everything leading up to it, it was a good sign. But then after the date, though, she wanted to move way too quickly. We had this conversation where she was talking about wanting to put each other on our Instagrams and everything. It was so quick, too soon, and so much. And she was saying we should at least post a picture, and then in a few days we might change our captions to have each other in them. It was just, like, way too much, and there was just no world in which I would ever do that with someone I had been, like, only on one date with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe down the line, just not right away.
Yeah, I mean, like, in a few weeks or months, you know, with someone that, like, I'm officially dating, but on a first date it seemed honestly a little crazy and just way too much for me. And it turned me off, and I don't think there's any coming back from that.
Oh, you know? No.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
That's more than, like, talking about getting married on the first date. I think, like, when you make it, like, social media official.
It's more of a commitment.
Yeah. It's a lot, because you're telling the freaking world, you know what I mean?
Oh, it would take so much for me to put someone on my social medias.
Yeah.
Especially with how it goes now and how quickly things fade off.
You're a backup plan kind of woman. So, yeah, it would take a firm commitment for you to go on the social.
I'm always convinced it's going
to
end.
Right. You don't ever want to do anything to screw up that backup plan, that plan B. Well, that stinks. Tracy, is there anything you want to say to Grant?
I mean, I get that you all think that this sounds crazy now, but honestly, the way things were going, it felt fine. And I was just really excited about Grant and wanted to talk to people about it. And like, I'm not going to apologize for wanting my potential partner to like post about me or have me on his social media. And if it doesn't work out, you can delete it. Like, what's the big deal with just deleting it or changing it?
The big deal is you've let everyone know.
Well, the good news is there's no deleting necessary in this situation.
That's true.
It never got posted.
So Tracy, Grant, obviously, you're not compatible, but at least now you know. And good luck to you both.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess.